Dan, good morning. Appreciate the time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Why is it so important to call attention to distracted driving, particularly during this time of the year?
Well, I can tell you about the origins of Distracted Driving Month, and it's not a fun story. There was a little girl named Erica on a bike, and she was driving around, and then a distracted driver came around a bend and fatally struck her. And her mother made the most of a tragic situation, and she lobbied Congress and was able to get April to be designated as Distracted Driving Month. And I think it's important for us to, you know, obviously feel sorry for Erica and her mother, but also put our minds in the, you know, put our place, you know, become the driver for a little bit, right? So have we ever done something foolish enough or careless enough that with a little bit of bad luck, we could have been that driver? So I think April's a great time to think about that a little more seriously every time we do something that takes our eyes off the road.
We talk about distracted driving, and there's so many things that could distract us, Dan, while we're driving. But I imagine that cell phones are the biggest thing that that distracts us while we're on the roadways.
Oh, sure. Well, you know what? Phones are a really big problem because people use them a lot. But there was this really cool study done where we Virginia Tech Transportation Institute looked at 3,100 drivers, right? And they monitored them for over a year. They were all volunteers. Mm-hmm. And we were able to see what were people doing before a crash? What are those behaviors that really, you know, up the risk? And so texting was a big one that led to you were six times more likely to crash if you were texting. But maybe kind of surprising, rubbernecking. That's when you're supposed to be driving, but you look off to the side of the road for a long period of time and then take a short glance forward and do that over and over again. That led to a multiple of seven. So you were seven times more likely to get into a crash. And then, and if you go ahead and rummage around on the ground, that's a 9x risk. So it's not just the thing. It's what the thing makes you do. And that's the long off-road glance and then a short on-road glance and repeat that. What you want to do is a long on-road glance and then a short off-road glance. And that's going to make you much safer.
I am curious, and you may not have data on this, but I'm curious if there's one age group in particular that is most prone to accidents when it comes to distracted driving.
Right. Well, I think it actually starts to peak kind of in those early 20s. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times teens are monitored and restricted in a way. And then when you're in your early 20s, you're free and you feel like maybe you're a little bit invincible. So I think there is some peaking around the early 20s. Maybe up to around 25.
Yeah. You've talked about this a little bit, but do you have any tips to prevent distracted driving?
I do, right. So, and this applies to everybody, not just GM customers. I think what the tendency is to get in the vehicle and just zoom off right away. What I suggest is that you get in the vehicle, buckle up, take a deep breath, and maybe just sacrifice 60 seconds or so to think about what do I need during this drive, and what can I do while I'm stopped so I don't have to do it while I'm driving? And so some good ones are find your navigation route. I live near construction, so I need to find the best route every day. It changes every day. It's terrible. I have a podcast I can only get on my phone, so I better do that before I start driving. I have a kid who maybe needs a book or a snack so he won't bug me as I'm going 70 miles an hour down the road. And if you just kind of think about what you need, you're going to have a much more relaxing drive. It's nice to drive relaxed, and you're going to get to where you want to go safer. And if this April you can kind of put that into your driving routine, it can change your life. It has mine. Yeah.
As I let you go, Dan, is there one or two big things you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that, you know, when we're decide to be distracted, we're not in a bubble, right? So every time we decide to look at our phone, we're not only, you know, putting ourselves at risk, we're putting others on the road at risk, we're putting our, you know, kids or grandkids at risk. And even if we don't get in a crash that day, you're still showing them what's appropriate in the future. On the flip side, if you start to show good habits, they're going to take up those habits, and then that's going to have a good ripple effect down the line.
Dan Glasser, General Motors Safety Engineer. Dan, appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. Look forward to visiting again sometime in the future.
Thanks so much.